This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1935. Rescue the connection when you're caught not paying attention. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Do you ever have a friend or coworker talking to you while you're doing something else, like scrolling on your phone? Today, get three things you can say to let them know you're focused and invite them to continue in English.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
How's it going, Michelle? How are you today?
Good. How are you, Lindsay?
Excellent. I'm feeling great. What are we getting into in today's episode?
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure everyone is guilty of this.
Yeah.
But it's hard when you're talking to someone and they're not actually paying attention and you are talking and you can tell that you're not being listened to. Do you ever have that?
That's an awful feeling, Michelle. And sometimes I just don't know what to do. I just get upset and then I stop talking.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, me too. I'll just be like, okay, I don't know. Some people like, well, here's a question. If somebody is like looking at their phone, that's kind of an obvious like rude.
Yeah.
One. But let's say you are talking to someone and they're kind of just like doing the dishes or, you know, doing something like that. And you're trying to talk to them about something important. Does that bother you?
Yeah, it can for sure, especially if the person is clearly not. Sometimes, though, people are listening and they don't look like they're listening. Some people are just very internal and they don't like show everything on the surface. And so they actually are listening. So we have to know whether they're listening or not. Right, Michelle?
Right. Well, I feel like, do you ever remember like, when somebody goes, I'll wait, like how like teachers used to say, like, I'll wait. Like I'll do that with Dan as a joke. Like if I feel like he's not, I'll just be like, I'll wait. It's like, because it's like, I'm not being listened.
That's actually good. I'm going to start using that at home too. Yeah.
I'll wait, right? Like, well, but guys, that's like kind of the, let's just explain that quickly for our listeners. Yeah. That's kind of the classic teachery thing to say. Yeah.
Like your grade teacher said that when a group of kids were making a lot of noise and he or she was trying to do a lecture or a talk or teach you something. And it's kind of a way of like making themselves humble, but it's actually kind of stern.
Yeah. And it's funny that I said that to you and like we went to school in different places, but this was just like a very,
you see, you know, it everywhere. Yes.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So you knew exactly what I was talking about. So that was like a childhood reference in a way.
For sure. So this is what our listeners are going to learn today. Right, Michelle, what can we do, you know, when we are the ones who have been distracted? Because that's even worse.
Yes.
Right. When you're the one not paying attention.
Because you really that's a really make or break it kind of point. Make it or break it kind of point as far as your connections go, especially with new like relationships, new friends, new business colleagues always, I think.
Totally.
So, if you are that one who was looking at your phone What can you say, right? So we want to convey this message that you are all ears, right?
All ears. Love it. Love it. That's where we get the name of our podcast, right? So all ears, to be all ears means that you are fully listening, right, Michelle?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to go through a few things that you can do. So the first thing you could say is this expression, undivided attention. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if you think of undivided attention, I mean, it's literally attention that's not divided, right? You're fully there. You're fully present.
Exactly. So we could say, so here's a sample sentence, guys, that you should write down. Sorry, Michelle, you have my undivided attention. Keep going. Right. So that sounds professional. It sounds formal. It sounds good, I think.
Right? Yeah. And you could also say full attention, right? So full attention is fine as well. Lindsay, you have my full attention. Please tell me what's going on.
Yes. I love that. I love that. And they could say, I'm listening, right? Would be the last thing.
And I didn't write an example, but.
Right. I'm listening, right?
It's
so important that we say these things because that's a moment in which we need to kind of recover the connection, right, Michelle? It may have been broken a little bit. We've broken the connection for that moment, and you need the words to recover the connection.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what if you want to include an apology of some kind? Guys, I also want to recommend that you listen way back in the beginning episode 149, which is practical alternative phrases to saying I'm sorry. So I thought that could be another one if you're looking at ways to kind of like apologize to someone. What are some different things that you can say? So listen to episode 149. Go back into the archives.
Go back into the archives. If you guys are in the iOS or the Android app, you can just type that number into the search bar at the top of the episode list and you will find it. Or you can also find it on our website.
Absolutely. So, you know, the first thing you can do, we're going to give you just a kind of a three-step process here. So the first thing is to apologize. Mm-hmm. What's the second thing, Lindsay?
Number two, you could use one of the phrases that we've just shown you, right? Mm-hmm. And third, you could encourage them to continue, right? So we kind of need to do all three, right?
Right. It would just be, if you just say, I'm listening, it almost sounds like, you're belittling them a little bit. Like, yeah, I'm listening. You might not really be listening.
Yeah,
like
you're
you
a little
bored. You
might
still be doing the dishes. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, you have to be careful of your tone there. So we need to do a number of things. We need to kind of invite them to keep talking because they may have lost their confidence a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. I really don't like
me neither.
When this happens, I don't know. I some people are okay with just kind of going on and somebody's, you know, doing something else, but I don't want to feel like the person listening is like feels like they have something to accomplish, like that they're doing something, that they're searching for something, that they're doing a chore, doing a task. Right. Well,
oh,
I don't
I
know.
See.
I just I don't feel like I feel like then their mind. I don't know. Maybe it's because when I'm listening, I know how it feels to have your kind of attention in many different places. And I don't want somebody to do that to me. Do you know what I mean?
Totally. I mean, the interesting thing here is, Michelle, this taps into maybe childhood insecurities of not being heard. Right. Let's get really deep.
Lindsay.
I'll speak for myself. I had a great childhood. My parents were amazing. But because I'm a verbal person, I spoke a lot at home. And maybe there were a few times when I wasn't always listened to. And we remember that stuff as parents, guys. We remember that stuff as adults out in the business world. And it's kind of like it's the trauma coming back, you know?
Interesting. Well, I don't know how it is for your parents, but I feel like my parents look at their phones more than I do.
Really? Oh, that is not the case with my parents. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
My brother and I will always like just laugh about it. But like when I'm with my parents, I'll sometimes send my brother a picture of my parents sitting and staring at their phones, and I'll just send it to him. And I'm like, these millennials.
That's hilarious. I love that. That is so funny.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of rare.
Yeah, I don't know. There was once something from, I think it was The Onion, where it was like, It was, you know, the onion. It's
I know the onion. Yeah, for sure.
And it was like family gathers from miles of, you know, hundreds of miles apart to sit and stare at phones.
Yeah, right. That's what we're going through these days, right? But someone has to take action and articulate, right? Articulate what's going on or that they've made a mistake. Don't you think, Michelle?
Absolutely. So again, so the first thing is to apologize. So you can say however you want to say it. Maybe listen to episode 149 to get more expression. Right. So you could say, so sorry, I apologize, right? I apologize, I think, is a little bit more formal, a little bit.
It's more formal for sure, right? Just saying I'm sorry is fine too. And then use one of the expressions that we've taught you guys earlier. Again, one more time, maybe we should list them again, Michelle, right? Saying, you have my undivided attention. Keep going. Right? Or
you have my full attention.
Please tell me what's going on. Right?
Yep. Okay. Or I'm listening.
Yes. And there are a few other things too, right, Michelle? A few other phrases we might throw in there?
Right, right. So like you noticed some of those probably in the ones I just said in the examples, but you could say, keep going. Please continue.
Right.
Or go ahead. Or what's one more thing you could say?
You were saying... Right. And my tone of voice is going to be a little bit trailing off there to help them pick up the conversation.
Continue. Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. So good.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
All right, Michelle, let's go through. I mean, let's talk about this first. How do you handle these situations?
Yeah, I, like I said, I mean, sometimes I'll make a joke about it, right? If I'm, I mean, if I'm the one that's not being listened to, I might say, I'll wait. Or sometimes like, I'll just stop. I mean, like if it's, you know, my, I feel like this happens with my mom a lot.
Oh, really? Your mom on her phone and you talking to her.
Yeah, I love my mom. No, there are other people. There are other people who I can think of in my head. But like, yeah. But yeah, sometimes I'll just like sit because it is true. You kind of just like lose your momentum. You feel like you're not
being listened
to. You
lose your momentum. Yes. Yes. And then you feel like you're using too many words. You're saying too much. Your words don't have impact. Right. So all these things contribute to a break in the connection for sure.
I think it's. I end up starting to talk in circles or I'll just kind of be like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly.
I didn't mean to call out my mom. My mom.
Let's go through some role plays for our listeners so they can see how this. So in this first role play, guys, this is something at work that might be happening at work. Right, Michelle?
All right. So, okay, here we go. Lindsay, so I think we should. You there?
Yeah. Oh, so sorry. You have my undivided attention. Keep going. Okay. So maybe I was staring at my email in that in that context and you were like standing by my desk and just wasn't connecting. Right?
I think this is so important for the workplace. I really do. Like, I don't know. I'm thinking of times when I was an intern.
Yeah.
In different places. And you can just tell, like, it's like the power dynamic. I mean, I had a lot of great internships, but like, yeah, when you're standing there and like, you're like this intern and you're just you know, and they're just looking at their computer and you don't want to bother, but you also don't want to seem too timid. And it's tricky.
Were these your internships in New York?
Yeah, I had a New York one. I had DC ones. I feel like in the DC ones that happened, but, yeah, maybe not so much in New York.
Makes me think again, I think I might have said this last time I recorded, but it makes me think of The Devil Wears Prada, right?
Oh, yeah.
The poor girl, like no one listens to her. Everyone just kind of disrespects her and doesn't talk to her and just asks her to get the coffee. And yeah, she's kind of there, but they're not really listening in the beginning to her, right?
Right. It's so true. Okay, so, and then we'll do one more. So in this one, we are roommates.
Okay. I really think it.
What?
Oh,
I'm sorry, Lindsay. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, let me tell you. Okay. So in that case, yeah. So you're the one kind of not listening, not paying attention, right? So, but then you rescued it. You said, okay, I'm sorry. I'm listening. Go ahead. Right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I think that just giving them some encouragement towards the end is important.
Yeah, for sure. So what should we leave our listeners with on today's episode, Michelle? What do you think?
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that this, we've all been in both of these positions. We've all been on both ends, right? Like, I'm not perfect. I certainly do it. But we also need to remember that there are things that we can do in these moments to make sure that the person doesn't feel insecure speaking to us.
Right, for sure. Guys, it's all about that connection. We need to make sure that we choose the right words to kind of bring them back in. You can rescue it. You can rescue that moment if you say the right things in English, right, Michelle?
Right. Exactly. I don't think that there's a point. Like, I think you can still save the moment and you can make the person feel good if you do these things.
Yes, 100%. So write these words down, guys, and don't forget to hit follow on All Ears English. Today's episode is also where, Michelle? Where can we see today's episode on video?
On YouTube.
So exciting. So if you guys would prefer to watch All Ears English podcast, that is an option over on YouTube. So wherever you like to listen, make sure you hit follow or hit subscribe, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Michelle, you have a good day.
Bye, Lindsay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.